I'm in the Royal Manchester Eye Hospital in the incredible atrium, which I have to say is the first time I've been in here, and it's not really what you'd expect from a hospital. Huge, bright, open space, really, really inviting space. And this is where the launch is taking place tonight of Culture Shots, and I am sitting next to...
Esme Ward, and I'm Head of Learning and Engagement at Manchester Museum and the Whitworth Art Gallery, part of the University of Manchester.
Fantastic. And so, Esme, you've been obviously very, very closely involved in setting this project up. Can you give us a bit of background as to how we come to be sitting in a hospital talking about museum objects and art and cultural experiences?
Yeah, it's a journey, and we're very pleased we've got to here. So around 5 years ago, we started some work at the Whitworth, and other organisations across Manchester have also been working, thinking about the power of museums and galleries, art, culture, to really engage people and get them thinking about their well-being. And we actually started at the Whitworth working with the school's hospital service, and that led to us then doing a series of pieces of work with artists...
As you can see, this is an actual live interview. We are going to have a performance tonight from the Royal Northern College of Music, so I guess they're testing the microphones. We'll carry on.
Okay. So we started doing this work with the adolescents at Galaxy House, which is a unit, a psychiatric unit within the hospital. And essentially, the work has developed from there. So from working initially with children and young people, we're now working with those who care for the children and young people, the medical staff, nurses, families, and ones that really, people that really want to think about involving patients more widely.
And the just explain the kind of rationale behind that, because I think it's... I think it's probably quite clear, well, you know, for some people, the benefit of kind of arts to perhaps patients. But just explain why this is more, next week's events are more aimed at healthcare professionals.
Partly, I think, because actually one of the things that became very apparent to us is that healthcare professionals themselves have their own well-being to consider. And one of my favourite comments about the Whitworth Art Gallery was a medic, a surgeon, who gave us some feedback that when he comes to the gallery, he kind of goes, ah. And it takes him, it's 5 minutes from where he works, it takes him out of the surgery, out of the pressure, and he is able to really reflect on his work and escape for those few moments. And I think he understands the power of that for himself, but also his patients and their families. And quite a lot of the work that we've done with the Children's Hospital, it's been interesting, we've had parents talking about the value in bringing siblings who've come to see their other siblings to the gallery and to find a place where they can do positive things together. But then we're also hearing that from staff. And my understanding is that very often working in the NHS can be very pressured, to say the least, and that actually investing in staff and their well-being and their interests and actually their creativity is something that I think certainly our experiences of working with the hospital, they are genuinely interested in, and that hopefully the benefits will be there in patient care.
Fantastic, thank you. And I suppose, just finally, this is, obviously next week is a series of week-long events, but after that, I'm assuming you'll continue your work in some capacity with the hospitals. Mm. Have you got any sort of clear ideas of what form that might take?
Yeah, I think we are keen to carry on as we are, but also to really develop what we're calling a kind of a cultural first aid kit, and the sense that we have a programme which works with staff and really looks at the role of culture within their service, so that they can think about maybe not arts on prescription, maybe it is arts on prescription, but actually the sense that you can both encourage your own staff but also patients to take that break, to explore another culture, and to certainly when you have people who are in a long-term relationship with the hospital, it becomes a social space on the doorstep where you can really start to think differently.
Fantastic. Thank you ever so much.
All right.